Do you know what I don't like about our new format of doing the pod?
What?
We have lost a very crucial element.
We have no wine.
No wine. We're not drinking wine anymore. I think we have to change that. I think that's one of the big changes we need to look at.
I mean,
I think we should be like, maybe we should add it so that it stays in the pod forever. We should add like a wine review section. I think that would work.
That would be very good.
Yeah. We could be like, right, what wine are we reviewing this week? Oh. You can reach out to Kate and get her to give us a different bottle of wine to review every week.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I love this idea.
You do that. You get on that tomorrow.
No problemo.
Yeah.
Wine review.
The wine.
And then people should have to buy the bottle of wine and listen and drink it while they listen to us. So we're all on the same page.
What we'll do is we'll get a discount code from Kate.
I don't know if she'll give us one.
Tell her she'll get 10% and we'll do this. Free advertising for, come on. Yeah. Okay, you play the game.
I don't think it's free if she's given a discount code though. It's just to take the hit. Okay, all right.
Win-win situation, Kate.
Okay.
You listen to this episode.
Yeah.
I like that. We need to think of a catchy name.
Catchy name.
Why not? Or something like
wine. Wine not. Well, I think that's just our slogan for life. For life. I've never drank more wine in my life than I have this year. A lot of wine.
I'm enjoying it.
I also drank some beer this year, which is weird for me.
I don't know who you are.
I think I've drank like
not my husband.
7 pints of beer.
I enjoy one Guinness and that's about it.
Yeah, I don't know. The beer thing has to go. It was just a one-off. I was in France. I was in the Alps. It was just a thing.
You're letting your butch boy come out.
I was just being a butch boy with my friends. A big group of gals. So I don't know who I was being butch for. But yeah, it just felt like it was like an après-ski thing. We drank pints. It was like the thing. I didn't ski.
Après-ski.
I was just doing après-ski. Anyway, should we get into this week's episode?
Let's get into our haunting.
Let's do it. Welcome back to the Glow Home bonus episode, our hot take where we have a rant or a rave about whatever we feel. And this week it is a special one because we are celebrating 1 year of the pod.
1 year of the pod and 200,000 listens across Spotify and Apple.
Whoop, whoop.
Isn't that pretty good though?
It's pretty good.
I never thought we'd get that many.
I know. He's wild. So thank you guys for listening. This one, you know, we want to start by opening by saying thank you guys for joining us on the journey. It's been a bumpy ride. We are not done yet. We have lots of new things coming for the pod, but we want to keep consistent with it. We want to keep putting it out and we will have a new format for the podcast and also a new glow up per se in what it's all looking like.
Revamp.
We're having a revamp, but most importantly, we just want to keep connected. So we're just
having a glow
updating
up.
You guys.
Did you say that?
We're having a glow up.
Glow up on Glow Home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Glow Home glow up.
There you go.
Boop.
Who does marketing?
I don't think that was particularly interesting.
Anyway,
what we thought we would do, and what I thought we would do, is we would go through our top three moments of the podcast in the year so far.
Top three moments of the podcast of the year so far.
Yeah.
Of this year?
No, of like ever. Of the year of doing the pod.
Right. Oh, see, I don't want to annoy.
Oh, just say it.
I don't
want
to annoy anyone.
Just say it.
I petition for Rachel Gorry to come back.
I have to say, she was probably one of our first guests, right? Yeah. And honestly,
she was preggers, couldn't have a drink with us.
She was preggers. She was like with twins.
I know. I don't know how she's done
that. I have to say, she is probably, of all the people we've had on the podcast, the person who was just so outrageously authentically herself.
Mm.
No like holds barred. She just literally tells you exactly how it is. And it's funny, she recently did an event for Mantra. And a few people I knew had gone to the event and they said she absolutely stole the show.
Aww.
That she was just like so funny. Like, I don't think people realize how hilarious she is. So
hilarious.
Funny. Like, I think she was such an outstanding, amazing guest. Loved it.
Really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Second thing for me definitely has to be the drunk pod. Drunk pod for me was both terrifying. It was too long. I mean, I don't think it was enjoyable for anyone to listen to, but to actually record it, great fun.
I am not going to lie to you guys. I have never edited a pod as hard as that one. It was really. And when Paul gets drunk as well, Paul says things. It was fun
to record.
Yeah.
And again, it was like in that spirit of like, let's just get the mics out, record the pod. Let's just do it. It was brilliant. Loved it.
Second one for me was...
Oh, I thought we were doing three collectively.
Oh, were we doing three collectively?
Yeah.
Okay. I love that we're doing it in our house.
Yeah, I do love that we're doing it in our house. I love
that it's just so, come over, have the chats. You're in our house. Get your wine out. Let's go.
Get your wine out. Get your bag of chips. I love that we do it in our house.
Now, I do like the other suggestion that you've talked about. Can't remember the guest.
Can't remember what it is.
It was a very good suggestion. Can't tell you here on the pod or else we'll be ruining the glow up.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's part of the glow up. Yeah, so we have a new section we're going to do when we are with a guest.
Yeah.
But there is one, there's a problem with that. But
there's anyway, not, I know what it, I know, I've.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
Timing.
No. I have an aversion to a certain thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, problematic, but it's fine. So, question.
Yeah.
So that is your number. Sorry, but what number was that? I'm lost.
That was three.
Was that three? Yeah. Let's do five. So I also loved having Ange on. I thought that was an epic episode.
That was a lovely, and loads of people loved it.
Yeah, she got her redemption.
Because it's all about the context, Mark.
It's all about the context. Isn't it just?
Yeah.
Isn't it just?
And she was a great guest. And I loved right-sizing. I've never heard that term before.
Yeah, I'd heard it before, all right, but I thought it was good. It was a good one. Ange knows what she's doing. She's some woman for one woman, as they say. And then any other epic moments?
I think it's really allowed us like sit back and recount on, because I think like we do quite a lot sometimes in some weeks, and it kind of allows us to have the chats as well.
Yeah, let's us debrief on the week that maybe sometimes we just kind of gloss over. And also sometimes like you don't appreciate things, like you don't get a second. Like we had an event this morning, which I had to set up last night. And then we have another event on Thursday. And I think if I didn't have this today, I probably wouldn't even think about the fact that like, actually we did a really good job today. Yeah. That was actually lovely. And now, because you're straight into like, oh, we have another event on Thursday. So you got to get that happening.
Now, one thing I will love is Dainty's episode. The story of unblocking somebody, sending them loads of hate, and then blocking them again.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
That is icon movement.
Icon movement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we couldn't disclose who that person was in the pod. No. But
we couldn't. But needless that is to say, icon there was behavior.
There was some tea there.
Yeah. There was
tea being stirred.
And unsolicited grass picks. Very funny.
I love that.
Very funny.
Dainty was another great one. I think we've obviously had loads of moments within the pods. Obviously, we worked with our amazing initial producers of the pod who helped us with our epic trailers, which I loved.
I know.
And was so proud of. But they will be back in a new way soon, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for them. I'm excited for them.
I'm so excited.
And also, sorry, another proud moment of the pod is we did our first ever live pod.
Oh, sorry.
At Taste last year.
They haven't asked
us to come back. Bit rude.
Maybe.
Now, did I say this on the pod last time? So I don't know whether I disclosed that I was probably one of the drunkest I've ever been in my life doing that podcast.
I think we need to with that heckler. Remember that guy who was heckling? Oh my God.
It turns out I wasn't the only one who was really drunk. There was the drunkest man in the world who was like heckling us in the audience. He came in just to avoid the rain. He had no idea who we were. And he was just heckling us to high heaven. He wouldn't shut up. You know, somebody like gets in and then was like, getting too involved. I was like, okay, yeah, you said something. We all laughed. We rebutted. And now shut up.
A rebuttal, the rebuttal of the what? Yeah. The retattle of the retittle.
The retittle. I rebuttaled the retattle of the retittle.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I did enjoy it, but I was a bit nervous about it.
Bit nervous. Ah,
I require it to be ticketed going forward so I know that people are definitely coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I require that.
Maybe we'll think of that.
Yeah, I mean, after a year of the pod, would people like us to do a like live pod somewhere? Mm. That's in our control, an event that we can make fabulous.
Yeah. I mean, we have little goodie bags
and like spot prizes or
yeah.
booby prizes.
A booby prize?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What's that?
I don't know. Just a prize.
Booby.
Booby. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And
that would be good.
I think it would be lovely.
I think we should look at that.
I think we should too.
Mm.
I think we should too. So when we started the pod,
yeah,
what did you think? Did you think we would like it would continue as long as it did? Did you like? Is there anything from like our initial thing? Because the format has changed a few times as well. Is there anything that like you miss from initially doing it?
I'm interested to see a new take on it.
Mm.
But I kind of like the format that we have now.
Yeah, I like it too. I think initially we tried to be too scripted. Mm. We put loads of time into like the show, the prep. And it just like, I think when you listen back to some of the first episodes, I feel like we're like a little bit more stilted or trying to work it out.
Yeah.
Whereas I think we've gotten into a good flow now.
Yeah. Flowing well.
Flowing well. Having a good time. No messing.
Wide set vagina and a heavy flow.
That to explain, that is from Mean Girls. Is it from Mean Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a line from that. Paul's not just randomly saying that in the pod, although, honestly, wouldn't put it past him. Right.
What about you?
What do you mean?
Anything that you've liked, didn't like?
I think we try, like, because obviously we talk naturally in our lives about, like, I eat, sleep, and breathe beauty. You, like, talk all things interiors. And I think we were trying to, like, force it too much at the start. Whereas now I'm just like, we talk about our lives and beauty and home arrives in it. But sometimes we just talk absolute shit.
And I also think with the homes, and I can't speak on the beauty stuff, right? Mm. The home stuff, it just regurgitates itself every year. So like so much that you can talk about paneling or
I know
crushed velvet or slat walls or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like I think we did probably do a lot more, but then we touch more on it like we did last week.
Yeah. Like there's just times where it's relevant. There's times when it's just fucking boring.
Yeah.
Why bother?
That's good.
Well, that's amazing. Well, I am very hopeful. What is your goal for the podcast for our second year?
I think we need to add to our fabulous guest list that we've had already.
Yeah, I want to get guests back.
I love talking to you, but I want to chat to someone else.
All right. Thanks. Yeah, I like talking to you too, but I want to look at someone else.
Oh, they're always female anyway, so off you go, chicken.
Maybe we'll get a few like big dirty rides in.
Oh,
I don't know who they are.
I don't know who they are. They have to crack with two homos.
This is a call out for any big dirty rides out there who want to have the crack with some homos, and we're not talking about sex. We're talking about just coming on our podcast.
Yeah,
let's see. I wonder who would be.
Let's see who will do that.
Who'd be a good crack?
Stay tuned,
people. Comment below with some recommendations and some hot men you think we should have on the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're very grateful to everyone. We want to say a big thank you to you guys for listening and for, you know, being part of the journey with us on our podcast. We have loved it. We have really enjoyed just like this last season of like just getting on and giving you guys
an
update.
It's not finishing, by the way.
No.
It sounds like we're wrapping up.
No. Do we ever get to take a holiday, by the way?
Never see us again.
Mm. Mm.
No, we can travel with it now.
But there's a lot to bring, is there?
We need to find like little portable handheld mics that will do the job.
Okay. And what about the desk?
Yeah, bring the desk.
Oh my God. That's a lot of travel. But yes, we just are very grateful and we're very excited for what's ahead. We have times as set aside for some new innovation in the pod. And if there's things that you'd love to see, we check the comments every single week.
Yeah, we do.
We respond to all the comments.
We reply to them all. So, and they keep coming. So keep them coming. We love it.
We love it. And do tell your friends, tell your granny, tell your aunt, but only if they're good crack.
And they're five not stars. Crack. That's it. We don't want anything lower than 5 stars.
They're not good crack. Don't introduce us to your friends.
Yeah.
Because honestly, they won't get us.
They won't. Yeah.
And honestly, if your friend listens to the pod and is like, I didn't enjoy it, I would be questioning your friendship with them.
Yeah. They're not the one for you. Because
you're not a good match.
They are not the one for you.
Not a good match. I would be demoting them and just getting rid, honestly. But that friendship has served its time.
The cull. The cull is on. Anyway. It is time to wrap it up. So we'll send you lots of love on your way. Make sure you like, subscribe on all the platforms and give us a little rating if you haven't by now. But from now till next week,
we'll see you guys next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye, guys.